This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It should be clear now that teaching American school kids that they are citizens of the world and we are now part of a global economy is a deceitful message. What the globalists want to do is to con us into a plan to add the poor countries to our list of welfare handout recipients. The United Nations globalists gathered in Warsaw, Poland this fall for another conference to devise language to talk the United States into opening our treasury to the world. This gang of globalists used to spread scare talk about global warming, but when the globe stopped warming 16 years ago, they changed the language to calling it climate change. At their shindig last year in Doha, Qatar, Executive Secretary Christiana Figueres told the world that the real purpose of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change is to bring about a complete transformation of the economic structure of the world. The most recent big climate news was Typhoon Hainan that struck the Philippines, but assessing liability is considered nearly impossible. Even the global warming advocates admit that it can take years for scientists to determine whether global warming contributed to that event or to increase its severity. This bunch is still licking its wounds about the refusal of the United States to ratify the Kyoto Protocol. They're now at work to replace the Kyoto Protocol with a new legally binding treaty. It is set for completion and signing in the year 2015 in Paris, France, and to go in effect in 2020. Of course, the United States is paying for all the ongoing UN shenanigans. We pay hundreds of millions of dollars a year in so-called dues, while at least two dozen of the 103 UN members pay only $1,000 in dues or less. Yet they enjoy the same voting privileges that we do.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Friday, the 30th day of May, year of our Lord 2014. Welcome to the John Moore Show. I have a little bit more extensive prepper tip of the day than I typically do. This has to do with electromagnetic pulse attack or a Carrington event, basically the same thing. Our nationwide power grid being destroyed due to either. Here's your questions and your prepper tip of the day. First of all, potable water. You'll need to have 2 gallons per person per day for the duration, which could go on for many years, possibly the rest of our lives, without any water coming from any public source. Food. You'll be on your own for food. Grocery stores no longer have it. Sanitation. Without proper sanitation, you will get sick and you will die. A source of heat. It won't involve any electricity from the power grid or natural gas. You'll be on your own to provide heat to stay warm in the wintertime. Light, you'll be providing your own light at night. Communications, security, prescription medications. Almost nobody has prescription medications more than a 30-day supply. When they're gone, you either find a way to replace them on your own or you die. if you need them to stay alive. Transportation. Fuel will be gone relatively quickly. The vehicles will still run. That's according to the engineers and scientists who've studied such matters. But when the fuel is gone, it's gone, because the refineries will not be operational for many, many months, possibly years. The problem with EMP, ladies and gentlemen, is that when all of these infrastructure matters are damaged and destroyed, what you need to repair them is also damaged and destroyed. So it's a cascading effect where you really don't have a good starting point to put things back together. The infrastructure we have right now that we enjoy in our daily lives, it was incrementally built over a period of about 120 or so years, the modern infrastructure that we enjoy, maybe a little bit longer if you count the railroads, even longer than that if you count the riverways. Almost at this point in time, almost totally dependent on computer technology and electricity, both of which will be severely damaged, if not outright destroyed completely, by a severe EMP attack nationwide or a Carrington event, which could affect the whole planet, by the way. So that's your proper tip of the way of the day. You've got your marching orders. Do what you need to do to save innocent life. We do it patiently waiting in the green room, my friend Ann Morrison. Ann is a scientist. Ann is an engineer. She pays very careful attention to the things that concern us. And I sent Ann and Dr. Bill Deagle an email yesterday about the Center for Disease Control apparently withholding test results of contactees of the individuals who were in direct contact with the people that have been confirmed to have the MERS virus, the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome virus. So with that said, good morning, Ann.
Well, I want to thank you, John, for that email. That was news to me, and then I looked it up, and yeah, the CDC has put out a news briefing that says that they had, out of an abundance of caution, told the public that there was a person in Illinois who was tested positive for the MERS, that's Middle East Respiratory Syndrome coronavirus, and that was based on the results of a couple of blood tests, and now they backtracked. And this was sent out on Wednesday, I guess. I guess it was first reported on ABC News. No, the press release came out on Wednesday. And they said that, the results of a third test said that there was no, that it didn't meet the criteria for being MERS. Well, this was a startling adjustment in what they said. What did you make of it, John?
Well, I believe it's the Chamber of Commerce story. They're attempting to obfuscate and distract and keep people in the dark about what's really going on. That's my opinion.
Well, I think that, that's certainly a possibility. Let me approach this one way. That is that... they took blood tests. Now, it's easy to take blood tests. They've got a whole army of people who know how to take blood tests, to take the blood out of your arm and put it in the little vials and send the vials off to laboratories. In some cases, this takes days, you understand.
Right.
And, in fact, the CDC doesn't believe any of the laboratories that they have approved in the various states. We have one laboratory in Jefferson City here in Missouri. And it might behoove people to find out what laboratories those samples go to. So, and there's a whole protocol in sending those samples. You know, they have to be kept at a certain temperature. They have to be chain of custody. They have to, it's a whole protocol that they have to follow. And the CDC is the one that sets up the protocol. And they're the ones that set up the standards for whether somebody has MERS. And so they sent, it's like the fox watching the hen house. You know, they're setting up your own standards, And they said, well, if we do take blood, then the part of that sample of blood has to come back to the CDC in Atlanta, Georgia, and we will look for this other indicator that it is MERS. And we didn't find it. So we don't know what the state laboratories were doing, but if they found it, we didn't find it in the test that we did.
Right, right.
Like I said, it's easy to take a blood sample. We have a whole army of people who are willing to do that. It's hard to get a sample of sputum from deep in the lungs.
All right. Hold that thought, Ann. We have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, this is Jared, 30th day of May. You know, later today and then probably Sunday, I'll be out around the ranch here cutting brush with a chainsaw, up and down off the tractor, moving rock and dirt, doing some other manual labor tasks around the ranch here, and I'll be wearing my Cover 6 gear holster in the small of my back with my 1911, very comfortably worn there. Very secure there, ready for action at a moment's notice, whether it's dealing with a copperhead or a rattlesnake or whatever it might be. it's very reassuring to know that that pistol is safe and secure and comfortable. Carrying a 2-pound chunk of steel is not an easy thing to do, and have it be comfortable as well as secure. That's where the Cover 6 Gear holsters come in. You need to check out their website, cover6gear.com. There's a link to my website, thelibertyman.com. Handmade one at a time by Amish craftsmen with the highest quality materials at a very reasonable price. Cover 6 Gear holsters. The order line, if you want to place your order online, on the telephone, excuse me, is area code 913-938-6266. I say again, 913-938-6266. We're visiting with Ms. Ann Morris, and we're talking about the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, which, Ann, the two things about this. First of all, it's rate of lethality. Even if you have access to modern hospital facilities with all the things that a modern hospital would have, doctors and nurses and equipment, is about 33%. And in addition, it has approximately a 21-day incubation period. It sounds like pretty much a worst-case scenario. Your opinion, your response, please.
Well, it is. And it arose rather suddenly in 2012 in Saudi Arabia. And they have not been able to trace the origins yet. They think it may have come from a camel. They think it may have come from a bat. It may have come from a bat that ate a camel. I don't know. The bat they think it came from South Africa. Now, we know there are bio labs in South Africa. And this, you know, SARS was, SARS, everybody remembers SARS because right. It killed so fast. And people would, even the doctors who were wearing personal protective equipment, and that includes a gown, a coverall, gloves, goggles, masks, everything. They were catching it and dying.
So you know, Anna, if I was a healthcare professional and I knew that that happened to one of my coworkers who was taking all the proper precautions, I think I would take an extended vacation.
Well, I have to admit that they do have a different personality type than the rest of us. They're kind of like firefighters. I mean, while the rest of us are running away from a fire, they're running towards it.
Exactly.
And you find a lot of, and I've talked to some nurses, and I said, well, why are you doing this? And especially in relation to HIV, because they don't get hazard pay for operating on people with HIV, and they catch HIV from their patients.
Right.
And I say, why are you doing this? Well, they need to be treated. You know, it's a different mindset, it's a different personality type, and I agree with you. And in fact, medical workers in West Africa who are dealing with Ebola are disappearing because they don't want to be quarantined with a bunch of people who may be sick or who, you know, they don't know that they're sick yet. And then if they get quarantined with a bunch of people, they don't know that any of them might be sick and they might catch it from them.
Well, in addition, and what you're saying is absolutely true, in addition, the native population where the Ebola is so active, they are very suspicious and frequently believe that the healthcare professionals are part of the problem in helping spread it.
Well, I can see where they would come up with that conclusion. You know, they take their relative to a hospital, and the next thing they know, he's dead. And
right.
Then they discover that the doctor has been quarantined. And so, of course, he got it from the doctor. The doctor is sick. I mean, we are so used to such a modern medical system here that we forget that some of these people are still seeing witch doctors.
Oh, yes.
And the witch doctors are spreading it, too. So what people will do is they'll take their relative who has died back home to give them a proper, and I'll put that in quotes, burial. Well, that includes kissing the body, and so
right.
Then there's more cases.
Exactly.
So some of it is primitive practice, and some of it is, well, if I'm sick, you know, what difference does it make? I'm going to die. I'm going to live my life. You know, we don't have a lot of people who want to go to the hospital and die. You know, they'd rather die among their friends or out in the forest or whatever. Right. By the way, the Ebola virus is continuing to spread. They don't know that it's spread into Europe yet, although there's still several airports who are screening people, and we should be screening people. But it is spreading and into Sierra Leone and Liberia. And Nigeria, which is quite a ways as the crow flies, it's down in the armpit of Africa. I don't mean to be rude, but right. I think you know where that would be. That's Nigeria, and that's a big player in Africa. That's fairly modern, and they do have some problems. That's where those girls were kidnapped.
Well, when you say fairly modern, that would be the several major cities in Nigeria and maybe a surrounding area of 8 or 10 miles. Once you're outside those metropolitan areas, things haven't changed much in many decades.
Well, they're starting to think about they need to upgrade their medical system so that they can catch the cases before it gets spread to Nigeria. So it's, they know it's spreading, and Nigeria, if it got into Nigeria, that would be a big problem, not only for Nigeria, but also Shell oil company is down there polluting the waters. Oops. And they would pull out their workers. That's what the people in Guinea did. They had European workers in there, and they pulled them out, took them back home.
Well, that would be the right thing to do.
I agree, but that would be a big economic handicap on Nigeria. So Nigeria wants to be sure that they have the medical personnel trained, the places for quarantine understood. You know, they want to get their ducks in a row before it gets to Nigeria. And if it spreads to Nigeria, that would be a big problem for Europe, too. Even though it's south of Guinea, there's a lot of travel between Nigeria and Europe. So anyway, Ebola is a problem, too. But this MERS that happened, so you've got these, you know, they're taking these blood tests, and then they say, well, we're not going to accept that as legitimate case for MERS. If it come up back positive, then we'll go back and take a sputum sample.
Right.
Well, I wouldn't give them my blood under those conditions. I say take the sputum sample, and you can help them with that. You can help them by coughing. You need to be able to cough from deep in your lungs, so it takes some practice. Laughing is good because that gets your diaphragm moving, and it'll move that mucus deep in your lungs up into your throat. And when you do that, you can do that at home. Capture it.
Hold that thought.
Take it in when you go see the doctor.
Hold that thought, and we have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER 2014, 20% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth
with John Moore.
Now, if you want to talk to John live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Friday the 30th of May. I bought my first case of freeze-dried food the summer of 1974, just a couple of months before my daughter was born. It was some peace of mind to get take delivery of that first case of freeze-dried food, which, of course, I've added to substantially over the years. You heard me talking earlier in the show about the possibility of electromagnetic pulse attack. If or when this happens, you're going to want to have an inventory of food put back. Freeze-dried food, dehydrated food, long-range patrol rations, all of which you can get from Freeze-Dry Guy. That's freezedryguy.com. You can even put your ordering food and taking delivery of food on an automatic pilot with his Freeze-Dry Guy Club, kind of a painless way to build up your inventory. At freezedryguy.com. Check out all the specials he has, the long-range patrol rations, the Mountain House food, the dehydrated food at freezedryguy.com. There's a link to my website at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free order line, Pacific Business Hours. Here it is, 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663, freezedryguy.com. Visiting with Ms. Ann Morrison, we're focusing a lot on something that is, in my opinion, a clear and present danger to every man, woman, and child in North America, and that is the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, MERS for short. And there seems to be a consensus among you and Dr. Deagle, our friend Professor McCanny, that ultimately they will not, they being the authorities, will not be able to contain the spread of the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. You have any updates on your thoughts on that?
Well, I do, John. And they already have their backstory. They've already prepared their backstory, which is really scary. And their backstory is there's going to be a super spreader. Now, we haven't heard anything about a super spreader, except in HIV cases. There was, they said, well, it came into the United States, and there was this fellow from France, and he went into Chicago and had sex with a bunch of men, and then he went into San Francisco and he had sex with a bunch of men, and then he left the country. And
right.
All those men, right, okay, you remember the story. That was
exactly.
Called super spreader.
Yep.
Well, we went over the numbers, the growth rate of MERS, and we came up with, a well-known equation is exponential. So it's 2 to the n, where n is the reproduction rate. Now, an R-naught, that's called the basic reproduction rate of the virus, is probably not 2. It's probably over 1. We know it's over 1. We did that calculation last year. An epidemiologist did that calculation, and we
right.
talked about it at that time. They do. The World Health Organization does agree that MERS is endemic in Saudi Arabia, and in fact, it's spreading outside of Saudi Arabia now. They have cases in Jordan, which is off the Arabian Peninsula, and so it's getting scary because it's starting to spread, and Saudi Arabia is exporting the cases. They've exported cases to Indonesia, to Malaysia, to the Netherlands, to the United States. And these are people who were contacts of somebody who died of MERS, and they showed some respiratory symptoms during their contact period. They got over that, and they let them fly out of the country. And then they got sick and died.
Right.
Actually, they didn't die. They were both released from the hospital. Now, I have to tell you, you may survive having MERS, even with
right.
a 30% case fatality rate. Two-thirds of the people are going to survive. But you may not recover because it's very damaging to the kidneys and to the lungs and to other organs. Now, they don't. You will probably never read about the other organs that are involved, but there are other organs. It's a hemorrhagic disease. And especially it seems to hit people who have diabetes or people who are close to having diabetes, what they call the type 2s, the ones that are taking the A1C test, which is the blood test that your doctor will order.
Right.
Now, those people, for the most part, die. If you want to know if you're vulnerable to death from MERS, then what you want to do is get a pee strip from the pharmacy. It's over the counter for glucose tolerance, and you can tell if you've got sugar in your urine. And if you do, then you need to do something and do it pretty darn quick because you need to get that under control. Because if you get MERS, you'll probably die. The other people, the people that do recover from it, I mean, that survive it, may not recover. They'll be on dialysis the rest of their lives. They'll have to have breathing tubes and stuff like that.
Right.
Carry around these oxygen tanks. So just, this is not like the flus, the measles, where you just get over it. You know, the rash goes away, and then you're over it. This is something that can be with you for the rest of your life. Now, if you go to, if you watch the movie Contagion, and they'll call it an exponential growth, well, I don't think that R-naught is 2 yet. It's still rather hard to contract, and it's usually close personal contacts that get the MERS. from somebody who has it. That now they've discredited. They discredited this guy in Illinois, the 70-year-old, with what they call comorbidities, which means he was sick anyway. And they said, well, he didn't have MERS. Now, they did the two blood tests. It came back he had MERS antibodies in his blood, which meant that at one time he had had the MERS, and his body had fought it off, which seems unlikely, but that's what they said. And then they did the third blood test, and they said, no, he never had it. So I think what their scenario is a super spreader. Now, we know that it's going to take even, well, you can do the numbers, but if you take 2 to the 1.1, just take 2 to the 1.1 and multiply it out, it's probably going to take a year, year and a half for it to get to 1 million people. We will be aware of this problem much before then. We're going to be aware of it by fall or winter, because there will be so many people who will be dying. Now, just because somebody goes into the hospital and dies, they could die of kidney failure. They could have MERS.
Right.
But they could die of kidney failure, and the doctor writes down kidney failure on the death certificate and doesn't attribute it to MERS, because there was no test done.
Right.
No sputum test. I mean, why would you look in the sputum for somebody who has kidney failure? Well, because that's one of the places that MERS goes. I mean, this is just logical to me, John. I'm sure it's logical to you that you would look there. But they don't. They take the blood test. The blood test is read by the CDC. This, like I said, this is the fox watching the hen house. We need an outside source setting up the protocols. Or we need CDC not so involved in the laboratory testing. They can set the protocols, but let some other laboratory do the testing. You know, you've got to have some separation there so that we can have more trust in what our medical community is doing. So one, they may not write down MERS, but in any case, we will be aware. I mean, if you have 10,000 people dying, you're going to know one of them. And hopefully they'll say, well, that might have been the MERS. And if you think that it might have been, then pretty soon you're going to start raising Cain.
Absolutely.
You're going to be ill. You're not going to want to go in to see the doctor once you get a cough. So, they don't want that. They do want to catch the cases. They want to get them isolated. They want to put them in quarantine so that they don't spread. And so they're going to come up with, they've already said it. I mean, I've already seen it written by CDC in CDC papers that they may come up with this theory of a super spreader. So let's say we have an outbreak in Missouri, Kansas City, Missouri. We have an outbreak in Virginia. That's where people are being tested right now. Let's say we have an outbreak in Chicago, and I don't know about the West Coast. But let's say we have an outbreak in San Francisco. People are going to know what it is. At that time, they're going to have to come out and say, well, this really is MERS, and it was spread by this super spreader.
That's right. And we got a break. We have a caller on hold. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
I bet you didn't know that some of you can live in Asia on just the amount of your new Obamacare premium increase alone. Shocking, I know. Options for early retirement, second or primary residence, visas, legal, business startup. Admit it, you've thought about it for years. It's time. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down-and-dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or US. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF PO Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Friday, the 30th day of May. You hear me talking about the energy cleaner every show for just a minute or two. I use mine every night. Building your immune system, getting as healthy as you can get, which means getting the best night's sleep you can get, which means the energy cleaner being part of your life, like it's part of my life. I use my energy cleaner every night. I get a rock solid, pain-free sleep, wake up pain-free with more physical energy and more mental energy using my energy cleaner. And you can do the same. It's $285, shipping included to American zip codes, about $20 extra shipping to Canada. Available at my website, thelibertyman.com. If you want to place your order on the telephone, you can do so at my toll-free line. That's 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Ms. Ann Morrison. Ann, we've got three callers stacked up here in about 8 minutes to get through them. So let's start with Werner in New Brunswick, Canada. Good morning, Werner.
Hi, Werner.
Good morning, to your guest, to Ann. I was wondering how many false flag operations are being covered up by the medical profession?
When you say false flag, you mean knowing it's a biological weapon and saying that it's not, Werner?
Yeah, and misinformation in order to keep the biggest business in the country, to keep it always having enough customers coming in.
That's the medical industry in general, and it's difficult to know that. Thank you for your call, Werner. Your response, Ann?
Well, they recently, in the last 5 years, passed the Patient Confidentiality Act, and so it's very difficult now to get information about any particular patient. Even newspaper people even have to go to their relatives or friends, or you know, they have to get their news. Not from the hospital, not from the doctor, not even from the patient. They have to go elsewhere to get the information. So, you know, that's certainly one step that would aid a cover-up.
Okay. Let's go to Chris in Las Vegas. Good morning, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Good morning, Ann and JR. Along the lines of Bernard's question, I noted Ann's proclivity and general posture to stay on the conservative side of contemplation, but
maybe
it seems that perhaps they're using this blood analysis in lieu of the common sense sputum test that you speak to. They're looking for something, whether they're using the blood as a database or a assessment to find out what level of condition that they're specifically looking for exists in the general population. Certainly bears examination, but thanks so much for your at least considering these concepts.
Well, I think you could be right there, Chris, that, you know, there are people who are very rich who need organs, and they're doing all sorts of things to, you know, they're growing them. There are babies being born without brains. There are all sorts of ways that they're trying to get these organs, and certainly having a super database that shows your blood type and whatever else they're looking for in order to have a close match. You know, we know about organ sales from prisoners in China. What?
Well, they're making a list and checking it twice. They're going to find out who's naughty and right.
and the rest of them they're going to kill.
Hey, bless you for your hard work, Ann, and you too, JR. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. This is our last caller here, James in Oklahoma. Good morning, James.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, I'm James. I'm about dialysis. I'm on dialysis here in Oklahoma. Hello.
You're on the air. Go ahead, James.
Yeah, I was asking about, I'm on dialysis in Oklahoma, and I heard her say about, you know, people on dialysis will die, and the ones that get sick will go on dialysis.
Okay, well, let's have Ann respond to that. Thank you for your call, James. Ann?
You can live on dialysis, and eventually you'll get a transplant. Some kind of kidney transplant. And, you know, it's just a matter of organ donors and how much you're willing to pay. I know it's common knowledge that Steve Jobs registered in every state to get an organ transfer when he was on the transplant list. So, you know, there's all sorts of ways around the rules. And for the medical establishment to allow that, just because he was rich and famous, and not allow it for the rest of us, I mean, it's criminal as far as I'm concerned. I didn't say that you were going to die if you were on dialysis. You're going to survive MERS, but you may be on dialysis for the rest of your life if they can't find a transplant. So there's going to be a big business in organs. And there already is a big business in organs. You might think that the people that are disappearing, the young people that disappear off the streets, and I know that we hear all sorts of tales about people who disappear in Las Vegas, or when they wake up, they're missing a kidney or whatever, and we even have series to deal with that now. This is a very real problem, and it's going to get even bigger when and if the MERS virus starts killing a lot of people or injuring them, let's say that. I think that there's going to be a change in medical ethics, that they're going to have to, that they'll make the laws such that we won't know. Your relative will go in, the blood will be right, they'll die, and somebody else will get their organs. I mean, this is a terrible thing to say, but I'm losing confidence in the ethics of our society and of our medical establishment. I know that patient confidentiality is important, and I know that Obamacare is important, and they're going to get all those poor people registered. And if you have something that's wanted, they're going to know where you are.
Right.
I don't want to dwell on that. What I want to dwell on is how are you going to survive this? So what you need to do is you need to practice good hygiene. You need to be prepared for home isolation for 18 months. That means food, water, air. You need to be very careful when people approach you, to wear the, I think I mentioned the bandana mask, didn't I, John, the other
right. Yeah,
last
you
week?
Have. Yes.
Yes, wear a bandana mask. It's not obtrusive. People, will just see it as a scarf. And then if you feel like something strange is happening, it's like the self-defense class where the... And I was in a class that this happened. And the lady said to the instructor, well, how do I know when to use the pepper spray? And he just said, when you feel uncomfortable. Because if you feel uncomfortable, then you go ahead and use it. I mean, she was a feeble little old lady. And, of course, they're likely to take it away from you and use it on you. But
right.
Regardless of that. When you feel uncomfortable, then just pull up your bandana, cover your nose and your mouth, and talk to them through that. You want a polyester one? Because you want the static electricity to build up, and polyester cotton will absorb the moisture and hold it against your mouth. You do not want moisture like that around your mouth.
Right.
And so polyester, I know it'll be hot and burdensome in the summer, but you can get a light polyester that clings, it'll build up static electricity, and it'll kill the germs that may be sprayed in your direction. Wear goggles or glasses. You can wear sunglasses if you don't need prescription glasses. I've worn glasses since I needed them when I was 40. I could have had it corrected with surgery, and I thought, no, I need that protection for my eyes. And I'm glad now that that's what I decided. I mean, it's a nuisance.
Absolutely.
They fog up in the winter.
Absolutely.
All right, John.
Well, and we'll do some radio with Dr. Deagle later in the day, and thank you for being with us.
All right.
That's it for the day. That's it for the week. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive weekend, and God bless America.